1783 to 1841. His name was Ritzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He was a nephew of Rebbe of Melech of Lezhensk. And he was a baki in Halacha and Kabbalah. We have a lot of svarim from him. B'nei Yisaschar is his sefer on the calendar and the holidays. So it goes through each month and it reveals to us some of the pnimius of each of the months. And many, many tzaddikim have said it's really kim'at impossible to approach any yantav without learning a little B'nai Yisaschar. Okay, that doesn't mean that you haven't been mekayim yantav ever in your life. If you never learned the sefer, it just means you'll have a new appreciation for any bit of the calendar year if you learn the sefer. Okay, so we'll do one piece in Elul, and we'll do one piece in Tishrei. Okay, so we'll start on the Elul piece. Everyone sees the side that says Shin Ayin Dalid. This is in Ma'amari Chodesh Elul, Maimer Aleph. And we're going to look at the left-hand column, Osavav. Okay, we'll start from the big paragraph on the left-hand column that says, V'yad smol benefesh. Okay, everyone have it? Okay, one of the things the B'nai Yisaschar does at the beginning of each month is he tells us, based on the Sefer Yetzirah, he tells us different expressions of the month. What do I mean by different expressions? It means that every month has a name of Hashem, an arrangement of Hashem's name that's associated with the month. Every month has a body part that's associated with the month. Every month has an action that's associated with the month. Every month has a shevet that corresponds to one of the 12 months. So there's a lot of different, I always call them puzzle pieces, that correspond to the month. And the goal is to try to uncover what that has to do with the month. Okay, so let's just learn about the body part for Chodesh Elul as we wrap up Chodesh Elul. What's the body part for Chodesh Elul? Yad Smol. Okay, that's where we're going to start on the page in front of you. V'yad smol benefesh. He's about to explain it to us. He quoted it at the beginning of the paragraph. Now he says, V'yad smol benefesh. The body part that corresponds to Chodesh Elul is the left arm. So if I woke you up in the middle of the night and I said, tell me something Jewish about the left arm, what would you say? Moshe, what would you say?
The body part of Chodesh
Elul. Okay, good. Very good. Very good. What else would you say before you knew that? Tefillin. I think tefillin is the first thing we associate with the left arm, no?
That's it.
I would think that's the first association. I think most Jews know that more than they know that the left arm corresponds to Elul, but now we're in the know. Okay, so Yad Smol, he writes, miyuchadin l'tefillin. The left arm is miyuchad for tefillin. What does Chodesh Elul have to do with tefillin? What does Elul have to do with tefillin? Val yidei mitzvas tefillin anu ma'orim tefillin demare alma shehem b'smol kiviyachol. Just like we wear tefillin, the Gemara says in Brachos, kiviyachol Hashem wears tefillin. We wear tefillin and Hashem wears tefillin. What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, amongst other things, right? The four parshas of tefillin. What does the Gemara say is written in Hashem's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad. Just like we say Hashem Echad, Hashem in his tefillin, it's brachos da'avav mar aleph. The Gemara says Hashem wears tefillin, which also highlights our uniqueness, our oneness. And then the Gemara says, what's the source? Does Hashem praise Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara says, yes. In fact, the source is this past week's parsha. As Hashem ha'amarta yom, as Hashem ha'amircha yom. We made Hashem unique in the world, and Hashem made us unique in the world. So we have a very special relationship with Hashem. It's expressed by the tefillin. Right? So when we wear tefillin, when we focus on the left arm, that's why the Minhag Yisrael is brought, that the time of the year that's mesugal for checking tefillin is Chodesh Elul. Some people get the mezuzahs and their tefillin checked in Chodesh Elul. Why? Because tefillin shares a connection to Chodesh Elul. Because tefillin is worn on the left arm, and the left arm corresponds to Elul. When we wear our tefillin, it awakens, it reminds, it's ma'orer, the tefillin of the master of the world, which is also kiviyachol worn on the left side. V'nachon ha'davar al-pi ma'ase pirashnu. So we can explain as follows, as I've previously explained in my writings on Tammuz and Av, b'pasuk chasaf Hashem es zroa kodsho. V'chulu, Yeshuas Elokeinu. Chasaf. Chasaf, anyone? Chasaf? What does it mean, chasaf? Uncover. Hashem has uncovered Zroa Kodsho, his sacred arm, and that brings about salvation. That is the tefillin, uncovering the arm. It's like Hashem displays his tefillin, and that somehow protects us? What does that mean? V'hu al pi ma dekaim olan al pi hasifri. We can explain based on what's found in the Medrash. In parentheses, you see it's a Medrash Tanchuma. Maybe it's also in the Medrash Sifrei, in the Medrash on Dvarim, or Midbar and Dvarim. But the Medrash Tanchuma and Hazinu for sure has this idea. It requires a lot of explanation. Here's what the Medrash says, and you'll tell me the obvious question. Tshuva lo mahane kim li Yisrael v'lo le'umos. Tshuva only works for Jews and doesn't work for Gentiles. What's the question?
Why do the umos have to do conversion?
Well, conversion already means that you're a Jew. Ask a different question. Based on something we learned this morning. Say for Yonah. Right? Yonah was sent to try to be ma'orer an entire city, Nineveh, to bring a whole tzibur of non-Jews to tshuva. Okay, so obviously, if we have examples of tshuva in Tanakh, of non-Jews, it must be that there's an element of tshuva that's miyuchad for Klal Yisrael. That's the simplest way to solve it. Because Yonah is the biggest question on this medrash. We know that there's tshuva by the Umas Olam. Must be there's different madregos of tshuva. There's an aspect of tshuva that's miyuchad for Jews. So the Gentiles of the world are going to say, how is that fair? It seems like Hashem is cheating. It seems like Hashem's mishpat is not just. If there's a concept of tshuva, then anyone should be able to do tshuva. If you could say sorry and it counts, so why shouldn't it count for a non-Jew as it does for a Jew? The goyim of the world are going to question an imperfection in Hashem's mishpat. D'mimah nafshach. Because either way, im tshuva mahani, if tshuva works, yihyu kol apin shavin. What does it mean, yihyu kol apin shavin? Literally, then all faces should be equal, right? Then tshuva should be accessible to all. And if tshuva doesn't work, so it shouldn't work for anyone. What is this idea, this favoritism that it works for Jews, it doesn't work for non-Jews? How do we explain it? Why does tshuva make sense if it's only for Jews? Aval per shubah harishonim. It's already been explained by those who came before me. Dikadin v'chamishpatu. It's very just and it's very fair. Dinei al pi mishpatei haTorah nira d'tshuva lo mahani. From the letter of the law, you would think that tshuva could not work. You know why tshuva can't work? Dikayim alon, we have a gemara in Ksubas daf yud zayin. Melech shemachol al kvodo ein kvodo machol. Can a king forgo his honor? Yes or no? The Gemara says no. A king cannot be mochel on his kavod. Tell me logically, why can't a king be mochel on his kavod?
It's the job. It's not. It's the kingdom.
Hey, emaso alecha. The Gemara says the fear of the people have to be upon you, right? Because the malchus is not his exactly. He doesn't own the malchus. He's expected to uphold the malchus, and by allowing people to sit on his throne. So it undermines the chashivas of the king. So the king has to carry himself, right? Som tasim alecha melech. Chazal darshan, shetei emaso alecha. Som tasim alecha melech. Melech has to be above you. The melech can't be your buddy. It undermines the whole system of malchus. Okay? Aval be Yisrael, hinei ksiv banam atem l'Hashem alokecha. So if my relationship with Hashem is one of what? Of melech to subject, so then there's no room for forgiveness. You're morid b'malchus, you do something against the king off with your head. There's no room for forgiveness. I can't be mochel. The melech has to uphold the malchus. However, what about the relationship between a parent and a child? Can a parent be mochel on his or her kavod? By the Jewish people, it says uniquely about Klal Yisrael in Parshas Re'eh, banim atem la'Hashem elokeichem. Hinei anachnu banim v'kadosh baruch hu nikra alinu av. Ki anachnu amusim minei veten kiviyachol min etzem atzilus hakodesh. Whatever he's saying kabbalistically, it means that the soul of a Jew is different than the soul of a Gentile, as we learned Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah the other day. Chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. Everyone's created b'tzelem elokim, but chibi yaseira for Klal Yisrael. We have the extra relationship. We're not only subjects. We're not only regular human beings. We're mamish children of Hashem. We come from a higher place that's closer. Atzilus. We're nearer, we're closer to Hashem at the essence of our soul. V'hinei kaim alon. So if the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that a king can't be mochel on his kavod, what about a parent? Could a parent say, you can sit on my throne, you can sit on my seat at the table, even if it's a special seat? Of course. Hinei kaim alon, kedushin lamed beis, the Gemara says, av shemochel akvodo, kvodo mochel. A parent can be mochel. Avinu Malkeinu. What we're doing during these days, every time we say Avinu Malkeinu, is we're saying, Hashem, it's true Malkeinu, but also Avinu. You're our father. And a father has it's just a different thing. There's a famous story of Chaim Shmulevitz once traveled this time of the year. He came back to his family and he said, I went to Daven by three special places. You know this, my son? I went to Daven by three special places. I went to Daven by Kever Rachel. Okay, it's a nice thing to do. He said, I went to Daven by the Tzion of the Or HaChaim Kaddosh. Okay, also to Daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. And he says, I went to Yad Avshalom. His family member said, you went to Yad Avshalom, the memorial spot of Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, who tried to kill his father, who abused his father's wives. Of all the Makomos HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael, Yad Avshalom is not necessarily known to be a place that goes Zog Tehillim. So they asked him Chaim Shmulevitz. They said, well, what's wrong with Yad Avshalom? So he says, look in Sefer Shmuel, when Avshalom is killed, the rebellious, terrible child that he was, tried to overthrow his own father's Malchus, when he dies his tragic death, and David HaMelech is informed about the death of his horrible son, what does he say? Eight times in the Pasuk, he says the word B'ni. B'ni, he's crying. B'ni, Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni, my son, Avshalom, my son. He keeps it. Eight times he uses the Lashon of B'ni. So Chaim Shmulevitz said, what better way, what better place to daven before coming before Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin? Shuvu banim shovavim. Hashem, sometimes we're bad kids, but the bottom line is, David HaMelech understood that even the worst of children is a child, and David HaMelech couldn't stop saying, B'ni, B'ni, my son. Your son who tried to kill you, but it's still my son. So when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, we're saying it's true, Malkeinu. Hashem, you're a Melech, and a Melech, there's a certain expectations in terms of how things go, in terms of one's relationship with a Melech, but also you're a father. And a father can be Mochel on his Kavod. Av Shemochel al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochel. Al Kain al Pia Din Hu de Tshuva Mahani di Yisrael. So now we know, why does Tshuva only work for a Jew in a certain way? Because what is Hashem's relationship with every person on planet Earth? Hashem is the Melech. Masha'ein Kain Ba'umos Ha'olam. About the nations of the world, what does the Pasuk say? Malach Elokim al Goyim. Hashem is a Melech over the Umos. Hashem is a Melech Umoshel Ba'Goyim. That means Hashem only has the aspect of what? Of Melech. So there's a certain aspect that Hashem can't forgive. What about Klal Yisrael? Banim atem l'Hashem lokeichem. So we say to the Umos HaOlam, al pi din, Hashem can forgive us. Children, it's a different thing, children. A child, you can be mochel. There's more room for a parent to negotiate with a child. Okay? So that explains the Medrash Tanchuma, why tshuva works for Jews, and it doesn't work in a certain sense for the Umos HaOlam. So now, let's come back to tefillin. What does it mean that Hashem bears his tefillin, he uncovers his holy arm, and all of a sudden, there's Yeshua for Klal Yisrael? Uncovering the arm means Hashem displays his tefillin. How does tefillin awaken Yeshua's Yisrael? Hinei b'tefillin demari alma ma'ksiv b'hu. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. Ah, krovim elav. Yerushalmi, there's a beautiful Yerushalmi on this pasuk. I don't remember where it is. What Masechta it's in. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, Krovim is Lashon Rabim. And so the Yerushalmi Darshan is Krovim b'chol mine karva. Krovim, we're not just karov, we're krovim. Plural. Krovim b'chol mine karva. We're close to God with all types of closeness. So what does that mean, all types of closeness? So the way, I think the Yerushalmi is in Sanhedrin. So it says that chol minei karva, we're close with all types of closeness. So I think the Torah Chaim, which is a sefer on Sanhedrin, the Torah Chaim, I think, in his commentary on Sanhedrin, says that what does it mean chol minei karva? It means we have a lot of different relationships with Hashem. Im kabanim, im kavadim. Right? Im kabanim, im kavadim. We go through over the course of the Yom Laram all the different relationships. Hashem, you are the shepherd and we are your sheep. Hashem, we have a spousal relationship. We're married to you. We have a parent-child relationship with you. Lamana chai v'rei'ai. We're like brothers. We're like friends. We're like a piece of pottery and you're the one, you're the artisan who formed us. We have a lot of different relationships. As opposed to the Umas Ha'olam, who have a much simpler relationship with Hashem. They don't have all these different images of the loving husband-wife relationship, the parent-child relationship. It's just a melech and subject. So for us, we have all sorts of, we're close in a different type of way. We're going to get to an Atomer Devorah this week also. See in the next couple of pieces what it means to be literally relatives with Hashem. It's an amazing idea. So we're close with all types of closeness. A love daika, krovim mamish bekrevis amusim minei vetem. We see ourselves literally as blood relatives of Hashem. Ka Hashem Eloheinu b'kol kareinu elav. So we're able to call out to Hashem, we're able to communicate with Hashem in a different way because we're Hashem's children. U'mitargaminan lekabla tzalosei b'idan akosei. We're able to have our tefillos answered at difficult times. You know why? Because we're Hashem's children. Hainu hach. Because Hashem is our relative, we're close to Him. And Hashem is our Father. It's an intimate bond. It's an essential connection. And therefore, Hashem is willing to forgive us, unlike the nations of the world. V'im kein hakol hu b'mishpat emes. Turn the page. Flip over to the other side. V'akol b'din. So the nations of the world can't say to us, "Hey, it's not fair. Why does God favor you?" Hashem doesn't favor us. We have a different relationship with Him. No one would come over to a person and say, a stranger would come over to someone, "You favor your children over me." Right, because you're a stranger. I don't know who you are. And these are my children. It's strange that you don't understand that I feel closer to my children than you, who I don't even know your name. So if the Umas Ha'olam say, how could it be that Tshuva works for Jews and it doesn't work in the same way for the Umas Ha'olam? It's very simple. You're created with Tzalem Elokim, you're part of Hashem's kingdom, but you're not Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. V'zeu sh'amar ha'navi b'nachama la'asim. So this is what it means when the Navi says, az yom v'vagayim hidil Hashem la'asosim eila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim are going to claim against you that, hold on a second, you overemphasized certain things. You gave credit to certain people. Shelo kedin. Tekev and detshuva utfila lo mahani lanu, lama mahani lehu. If it doesn't work for us, why does it work for Jews? V'chimaso ponim yesh b'davar, is their favoritism. So what does the Navi Yeshaya say? What's Hashem going to do? How's Hashem going to answer the Umas Ha'olam? All He's going to do is roll up His sleeve. Hashem's going to display His tefillin. Az chasaf Hashem es zroa kadsho le'enei kol agayim. Hashem is going to show the tefillin. And what does it say in the tefillin? Mika amchi Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. They're not just any other nation. It's a totally different relationship. Asher bazroa hu tefillin demare alma. If you want to understand why Chodesh El corresponds to the left arm, now we're starting to understand. If Chodesh El is the time where a Jew begins the Yemei Ratzon, this unique opportunity to do tshuva, and the nation says, whoa, we don't get, why don't we have an El? And the question is that much stronger, because the Zohar says El was a month that was originally given to Esav and was stolen back by Yaakov. The calendar was originally divided 6 months and 6 months. What are the Esav months? What are still the Esav months?
Av, Tammuz.
Tammuz, Av, Elul for Esav months. And Teves,
Nisan.
Teves, Shrat, Adar. Right. Tammuz, Av, and Elul. And Teves, Shrat, and Adar were given to Esav. And Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev were given to Yaakov. But we stole back 2 months. We stole back Adar and we stole back Elul. So now we have this Gevaldic month called Elul. It's unbelievable.
Cheshvan is.
Right? We have Elul. We combine Elul with the Yom Naram. It's an unbelievable experience. These 40 days. 40 always represents recreation. Go tell Nineveh in 40 days. It's going to be overturned. 40 is rebirth. So Hashem gave us this awesome Yemei Ratzon called Elul. So So the Umos HaOlam say, whoa, whoa, what is this? What's this favoritism? And they're particularly upset because we stole it from them, whatever that means. So all Hashem does is he rolls up his sleeve and he says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachar Varetz. The tefillin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Nishba Hashem biyamina, biyamino uvizrao uzo. Hashem swears by his right hand and by his strong arm. Vina yiru betfillin demari alma maksibu, and they see what's written in Hashem's tefillin. Umi goy gadol asher lo elokim krov imelav. Right? We have many forms of relationships with Hashem, not just melech and eved. Azai v'ra'u kol afse eretz, as Yeshua salokenu. So then the Umos HaOlam see, now I understand why the Jews are saved in a unique way. And that's why it says Yeshua's Elokeinu. Elokim is Midas Hadin. So when the Umos HaOlam say, this isn't justice, this is corruption of justice, the perversion of justice. What's this favoritism? So Hashem says, no, this is Midas Hadin, this is perfectly justified. It's perfectly justified to do things for your child that you don't do for a stranger. Elokim hu dinu mishpat. Hanu Yerusha kol hu bedin emes. I'll be mishpatei HaTorah. It's mamish emestik. V'im kein lefiza hine yad smol niver gam kein biyachad ke'echad im chodesh elul. So now we understand why the spiritual concept of the left arm is the body part for chodesh elul. Kevin shehu hazman asher miyuchad letshuva. This is the time that is unique for tshuva. Tshuva mahani lanu mipnei shanachnu krov meilav kiviyachol be'etzem amusim minei veten v'hu kiviyachol lanu av. Because Hashem is our father, it all comes together, it all makes sense. Okay? So that's the type of thing the Vinaya Sasra teaches us. You look at a little piece from one of the earliest Kabbalistic works, the Sefer Yetzirah. Elul corresponds to the left arm. Hechi teisi that Elul corresponds to the left arm, but now you have a whole new understanding. That El corresponds to the left arm. When you put on your tefillin tomorrow, you'll think about it in a different way. You'll say, tefillin and El. Now, what an amazing thing. A whole new understanding of that connection, that relationship. Okay? All right, let's just do one Tishrei piece.
So we usually think of the next page. Like, time of Rachim also, or it's like...
May Ratzon Rachim, but that's what it is. It's as Hashem's children that we're given this opportunity. It is small, that's true. Maybe this next piece will help clarify that question. Okay, Mamari Chodesh Tishrei. This is Mimer Beis. He has many longer essays. So this is the second Mimer. And we're going to start from Os Tes. Okay, so it's on the side of the page that says Hey in the upper left-hand corner. And about halfway down again in the left column. All right, let's see if we can get through it quickly. Hayom Haras Olam. We say Hayom Haras Olam, Im Kibanim, Im Kavadim. So let's read inside. Everyone see it? Os Tes. Starts with the word Va'afaresh Lecha Od. Va'afaresh Lecha Od Perish Acher B'Nusach Hapir HaNizkar Le'el Hayom Haras Olam. We say today, Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the foundation of the world. Just to be clear, when was the world? What was the first day of creation? Chaf Hei Elul. So what do we mean when we say that Aleph Tishrei Hayom Haras Olam? What was Aleph Tishrei? The day that Adam was created. It's the sixth day of creation. I realize it's not the first day of creation. It was the day that the pinnacle of creation, the ultimate creation, man, came to be. So Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birth of man. Okay, and then we say Im Kabanim, Im Kavadim. Im Kavadim Einenu L'cha Tluyos. If we're like servants, so our eyes are looking towards you. Says the B'nai Yisrael, I do not understand what that means. What does that mean? How does that make sense? I understand, im kibanim, einenu l'chatluyos. The way a child looks longingly at a parent. What does it mean, im ka'avadim, einenu l'chatluyos? Our eyes are looking to you. The eyes looking to you, it sounds to the B'nai Yisrael like a term of endearment. If you're just an Eved, so don't give me sappy eyes. That's what the kid does. The kid gives the look at those eyes that our son Yaakov has this new thing, like the last couple of months. He does, when he gets sad, he does the cutest thing in the world with his lip. It's such a thing. He's trying to like hug him forever when he does it. It's the cutest thing. I'm so sorry that you're sad. And his sister like yells at him. He just So that's there's facial expressions that a child makes that the parent just melts. But the Eved, I don't care, you're just an Eved. I don't have anything to do with it. You're an Eved. You're subject. So what does it mean? Imka avadim, if we're avadim, so we give you these sappy eyes. Inenu l'chatzluyos, our eyes are looking to you. What do you mean? I can kill you and get another Eved. So what does it mean? She'ein l'dvar me'ela bir, k'mosh kasavti el, as I wrote in the previous paragraph, I don't understand what that means. Imka avadim, inenu l'chatzluyos. So he explains based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek. Tana Rabbanan. B'shah shehipil Nebuchadnezzar l'chananiyah mishal v'azariah l'kibshana ish. When Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha threw the three righteous Jews, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, into a fiery furnace. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYechezkel, Leich vehechya mesim, bikas dura. Go perform tchias hamesim. Go impress Nebuchadnezzar that you're messing with Jews, and Jews have a really powerful God. So Yechezkel the Navi was sent to bikas dura to revive the dead. Bo atzamos, so these bones which were revived came back to life. And they slapped Nebuchadnezzar in the face. Okay, an interesting Gemara, as expected in Perek Chelek, which is the most interesting Agadotas in Shas. Amar, Nebuchadnezzar sees these skeletons slapping him in the face, and he says, Mativan, what is the nature of this? Who are these? He saw they were back from the dead, but who are they? Where did they come from? Amrulo, Chavreim shel elu mechayim esim vikas dura. You better be careful, don't start up with these Jews. If you mess with Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, because they have friends who in the valley of Dura have the ability to bring back the dead. So be careful. Pasach va'amar, Pasach in Daniel in the third parak, Nebuchadnezzar was a letter that Nebuchadnezzar wrote. Nebuchadnezzar at that moment declared, Asoi kamaravravin. Asoi is Aramaic for the osos, the signs, the wonders of Hashem. Kamaravravin. How awesome are they? Wow. He was impressed. Tchias amesim. Malchus Malchus Olam. Nebuchadnezzar sings these beautiful praises of Hashem. The kingdom of God is forever. Alright, so Nebuchadnezzar understood who he was starting up with. Od Sham, the Gemara says further there, Ma ninhu meisim shehachi Yecheskel, who were these bones that Yecheskel brought back from the dead? Amar Shmuel, Eilu b'nei Adam shekafru b'tchias ha-meisim. Shmuel says, you know who they were? These were the bodies, these were the souls of those who themselves had denied Tchias HaMesim. They were brought back from the dead. So they were also learning that, I guess, Tchias HaMesim is true. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Eilu b'nei Adam she'ein lehem lachluchis shel mitzvah. Another opinion, these were Jews who were very, very lowly Jews who didn't have any lachluchis, literally means moisture, but they had no moisture of mitzvahs. Right? They were mamish dried out Jews. Dry, crusty Jews, not fresh, alive Jews, alive with mitzvos and ma'isim tov. Okay, so Yecheskel and Navi was sent to bring back from the dead some bad Jews to teach Nebuchadnezzar that Hashem is awesome. Okay. Ayin b'sefer parashas drachim, look in the sefer parashas drachim, lama hechya, Hashem yizbarach dafka anashim rishayim ke'ele, why bring back rishayim from the dead? A little bit strange. Uferish huzal, and he explains, Dine Yisrael bo oz lifnei Yecheskel v'amru lo eved shemachru rabo v'chulu yesh leze alze klum. An eved shemachru rabo who is sold by the master, does he have any tainas? There was a feeling that Klal Yisrael had under Nebuchadnezzar. There was a feeling that what? That God has abandoned us, that Hashem has given up on us, that we used to belong to Hashem and now we've been sold to Nebuchadnezzar. We're no longer Hashem's. Heishiv lehem Hashem Yisbarach, turn the page. Hashem responded to those Jews, what? Va'ola al ruchachem. V'chulu, can you imagine such a thing? Chai ani, nu'um Hashem, I never sold you anything. The way the Gemara explains it, over there in Sanhedrin, is that Hashem made Nebuchadnezzar his slave before Nebuchadnezzar enslaved the Jewish people. As if to say what? A slave who owns something that belongs to the master. You got this guy? Let's catch this guy. Good job. I'll tell you the Chazon Ish story with the fly. You know the Chazon Ish story with the fly? Rosh Hashanah fly. Yeah. Rav Biederman tells the story.
In the first piece.
Where is it?
The stories are all on the notes.
Yeah, I wrote somewhere.
Some of these first pieces,
yeah.
Huh?
Right there. No. Where your finger is.
I remember that. Oh, there it is. Shemati Pam. Rav Biederman says one time, the Chazon Ish was sitting and he was learning Torah with one of his Talmidim. Lefesa higia zavur v'hischa lahatrid es shalvasam. A mosquito, a fly was flying around just like now, just happened to us. It was flying around and disturbing them. Heir matamad es yadu k'dei l'garishchum. So Talmud wanted to swat away the fly. Achidar chushol zavur. The fly kept coming back. It says the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Aleph says the Yitzhar is compared to a pesky fly. He chases away the Yitzhar, he comes back. He's even more bothersome. The Talmud was all upset. The honor of the Chazon Ish, disturbing the Chazon Ish from his learning. So the Talmud got up and he tried to do something about it. The Chazon Ish says, "No, this is a Rosh Hashanah dika fled. This is a Rosh Hashanah fly." Talmud said, "What do you mean?" So Chazon Ish said, "On Rosh Hashanah, it was decreed that at this day, at this time, the two of us are going to be sitting and learning, and this fly is going to try to interrupt our learning." And the Chazon Ish was teaching that student that the whole calendar year is set up on Rosh Hashanah. What's happening today was already arranged almost a year ago. That this mosquito would bother this group of Jews learning B'nai Yisrael.
Did he kill the fly?
On this day. I don't know. It's pretty amazing, though. No.
Yeah.
To see the flat tire that you got in Chodesh Teves as having been decreed on Rosh Hashanah. It was all part of the master plan. So you better bring your A game to Rosh Hashanah. So you don't have any flies chasing us around. Okay, so we all could have davened a little better last Rosh Hashanah. That's what we just learned. It's okay. Let him live. Achmav al kol maaser. Leave him alone for now. We have him under control. Okay? Yeah? Good. So Nebuchadnezzar owned the Jews, but Hashem owned Nebuchadnezzar, which means Hashem still really owned the Jews. That was Hashem's response. But hey, so what? You think I gave up on you? You think our relationship is conditional? Our relationship is eternal. It's unconditional. It can never be severed. V'nei v'maseches kedushin pligir meir Reb Yehuda amachlokas in kedushin daf lamidvav Reb Meir Reb Yehuda banim atem l'Hashem lokeichem. Can the relationship that we have with Hashem ever be severed as Hashem's children? Says Reb Yehuda, "Bizman sha'atem noagim minag banim, atem kriyim banim. Ein atem noagim v'chulu." Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, "If you want to be called the child of Hashem, you have to what? Live up to it." Reb Meir says, "No such thing." Reb Meir says, "Bein kach u'bein kach atem kriyim banim. Regardless of your behavior, you're always a child of Hashem." Now let's prove it. A heretic once came to Rabbi Abahu and asked him the following question. A very good question. We learned this morning that the Torah begins and ends with chesed. What's the chesed at the end of the Torah? Hashem buries the dead. Wait a minute. God, you can't go to a cemetery. Hashem is a Kohen. A heretic once asked Rabbi Abahu, Sanhedrin Lamed Tes, Elokeichem Kohen hu. Kika kover lemoshe b'may tovel. So God is a Kohen. If the Torah describes, if Tanakh, if Chazal describe Hashem as being a Kohen, so after God buried the dead and was Matame himself, where did God go to the mikvah? That was the way the heretic asked the question. He'd be a troublemaker. Kosvu atosvos, Tosvos writes there, Sanhedrin Lamed Tes, a beautiful Tosvos, very important to know this Tosvos. It's an important Hashkafic Tosvos. Hodelo hiksha heich kavre ha Kohen osar v'chulu. Bishum di Yisrael nekrubanim. Tosfos says, why didn't the heretic ask, what could the question be? Why didn't the heretic ask, how could God bury Moshe Rabbeinu at all? Yeshua 12, what time is it now? 11:58, okay, we'll finish. Right? Why didn't the heretic ask, if he's a Kohen, then he can't bury Moshe at all? Why did the heretic ask, where did he go to the mikveh after he buried? He should have said, a Kohen's not allowed to bury at all. So Tosfos says, that's not a question. You know why? Because we're Hashem's children. And a Kohen can what? A Kohen's allowed to be Matame to a close relative. A Kohen can bury a close relative. A Kohen's allowed to Matame himself to a close relative. Okay? Mishum di Yisrael nekru banim. V'inei t'chias ha-meisim hi al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. Who performs t'chias ha-meisim? It's true, Yecheskel was sent to Bikas Dura to revive those bad Jews. But Lamaisa, it's Hashem who holds the keys of t'chias ha-meisim. Right? Chazal say that only Hashem has the ability to really do t'chias ha-meisim. Yeah, let's read quickly. Ki ani Hashem bepischi es kivrosecha. Only God can open up the graves. Kamosha Nemar, ani Hashem, ani velo ashliach. V'im kein, oz sh'omer Yisrael, evit sh'machu rabo. So the Jewish people felt that we're what? That we're being sold out. We're never going to, Hashem has given up on us. So what did Hashem do? As they feel sold to Nebuchadnezzar. What did Hashem do? Hashem sent Yechezkel to what? To revive the dead. What dead? The worst Jews. That Hashem should say to the worst Jews, I haven't given up on you. You know why? Because Banam Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem. Ritzono Shel Makom. V'haisas V'aras. They wanted to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That if we do Ritzono Shel Makom, then we're called Hashem's children. But if not, we're Avadim. So Hashem says, no, you're my children. And I can perform Tchias HaMesim on you. I can go to your burial plots because you're my child. Okay? That's what Hashem was paskining in that moment. So what does it mean? Im Kabanim, Im Ka'avadim. Right? Im ka'avadim, if God forbid we fall, and I'll end with this, if God forbid we fall into that thinking that we're just avadim, that we're just Hashem's children, that we're just Hashem's servants, that we're just Hashem's subjects, right? Hayom aras olam. Im ka'avadim, good. But even im ka'avadim, einenu l'chat tlius. We have to make the eye, we have to remind ourselves, we have to get into our eyes that picture of the child. We have to say, there was a time, yes, there were Jews who thought they were avadim. We thought they were sold out by Hashem. But Einenu, our eyes, l'chatzlius. We know the secret that we're always your children. And again, this becomes a fundamental way in which we're able to achieve the possibility of tshuva. Okay? So, now we're a little bit more ready for Yom Tov. And we should believe that we're Hashem's children, and we can always do tshuva. And now we will let Rabbi